Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy. Welcome to episode 26. Today, we are going to explore a new concept called the four anatomies of osteopathic perception. Bonnie has developed a novel approach to perception and osteopathic treatment. She's following Andrew Taylor Still's edict to dig on and to advance osteopathy into the 21st century and beyond. Interwoven into the fabric of Bonnie's osteopathic life has been her exploration of continuum, an approach to movement, breath, meditation, and awareness that explores embodied life. She has taken a key concept embedded in the philosophy of continuum and expanded it into an osteopathic context. The four anatomies of osteopathic perception is her innovation and exploration into the vital world of perception. Like osteopathy, continuum appreciates that a body that has freedom of movement has more opportunities to adapt and heal. Continuum shares many fundamental principles with osteopathy, but it's practiced with oneself as opposed to osteopathy, which is applied to another person in a dyadic therapeutic relationship. Being aware of the four anatomies of osteopathic perception has the potential to make you a better clinician. We believe that interweaving this innovative way to see the interconnected and dynamic world of your patients will give you greater insight and a more refined osteopathic treatment approach. Utilizing the four anatomies of osteopathic perception will take you beyond technique and into the realm of applied clinical philosophy. Please don't be deterred by our discussion of philosophy. Bonnie and I know that having a philosophical foundation makes us better osteopaths. We are not technique machines, but pragmatic clinicians devoted to the intricacies of anatomy combined with the unique values of being an osteopath. I believe that Dr. Still would be proud of how Bonnie has expanded osteopathy beyond his wildest dreams. Sit back and enjoy as an osteopathic master reveals insights that will blow your mind and open your heart. Bon, tell us about the four anatomies of osteopathic perception.
I'd love to. I'd like to start by giving the brief historical background of the four anatomies, and then I'll interweave this model into a new way of working with this as an osteopath. I first learned about a concept called the three anatomies from Emily Conrad, the founder of Continuum, while I was attending a workshop with her in 1996. She described the three anatomies, which she considered as multiple overlapping lenses of perception. More about that later. Briefly, though, Conrad's three categories are cultural, primordial, and cosmic. The cultural includes all of the learned conditioning that we have from our culture, our religion, our family, and our individual personalities. The primordial anatomy includes the formative forces in the environment of our planet Earth, as well as our body. The laws of nature, which include biology, physics, and chemistry, are included in this category. And then there's the cosmic anatomy. This category includes all of the unmeasurable, unseen forces. Other names for these phenomena might be energetic or non-material. I've expanded on Conrad's work and applied it to an osteopathic context. In this episode, I'm adapting this model to the development of osteopathic perceptual skills and clinical practice. But I've realized that the expanded four anatomies can enrich the perceptual skills and practice of many people. Continuum folks, allopathically oriented DOs, MDs, in fact, all physicians and people who offer some aspect of healthcare can benefit from applying this model. I've increased the initial three categories to four and changed the name of one of them. My four anatomies of osteopathic perception are personal, cultural, biological, and cosmic. I have split Conrad's first category of the first three anatomies, cultural, into two separate categories, personal and cultural. I've come to understand that the individual person and their larger cultural context are distinct influences, and I think they deserve to be considered separately. I renamed the second category biological instead of primordial, because in an osteopathic context, it seems more relevant to bring the forces of nature as expressed in the biology of the living human body into the forefront. The word primordial is too general, and it can be used to describe the inanimate as well as the living. Since the primordial forces of the movement of water and other fluids, the movement of air, the undulant motions of early life forms, all arise from the same biological forces that influence the development of the living human body, it seems natural to rename this category in order to focus on the living formative forces as opposed to a more general category of primordial forces. The natural world can be viewed through the lens of biology, physics, chemistry, and many other scientific approaches. I acknowledge these other viewpoints and choose to favor the biological point of view because in osteopathy, we are primarily biologists, not physicists or chemists. Later on in this episode, I'll go into greater detail describing these four categories, but here they are briefly so you can begin building your foundation of understanding. Number one, the personal anatomy. This includes influences of each of us as individuals. I can describe my experience of life as Bonnie Gintis through this personal lens of perception. My individual experiences are what define me as a unique human being. Number two, the cultural anatomy. This is the larger cultural context, such as family, religion, or nationality, just to name a few of the influences over us that shape our beliefs and our behaviors, and hence the way we inhabit and experience our bodies and the way we perceive in osteopathic practice. Number three, the biological anatomy. This describes a view through the laws of nature that apply to all humans. Humans are primates, mammals, animals, and we share certain characteristics of basic life principles that are overarching in this paradigm. Number four, the cosmic anatomy. This includes the non-material, energetic, unseen, sometimes unnamed, unmeasurable, often unknown forces that influence our perceptions of the body. I'd like to set the stage by giving you a bit more of the historical background of Continuum. Emily Conrad, the founder of Continuum. The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.